This is amazing. I'm so in this. I'm so glad I showed up tonight. Thank you, Luke.
Are you ready for this one? UCR. Go. We're saying what we want, give it to you nonstop. Any place, anytime, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna go. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
I'm protesting the cold weather in New York.
Yeah, okay.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to
it. I have to say that I want my picture, that picture from college that just went up on Facebook, to be added to the promo and take out that one that makes me look like
I knew you
grandma.
Were
going to
say. I said, I saw that, and I was like, oh, my God, that's a hot picture of you.
It wasn't like she in like a bikini or something.
It is pretty hot.
I don't even want to go dig into my old
like
photos.
A tank top with... low cut tank top, but I had to crop out my hands because there's a bong in my hand.
Why are you cropping that shit
out?
Because I have work colleagues on Facebook.
Vera, I thought you were a good girl. Fine.
It's a different time.
It's going to be legal soon anyways, Vera. Just like accept it.
Yeah.
It will be. And then I'll put the hands back in.
I just figured I would try chat roulette first and then weed, you know? Thank you for having me on your channel.
Yes, oh, kids,
can
by
I,
the
shall
way,
I introduce you, Gary, yes. to our audience?
Vera, tell everybody who
sitting in the Gary is one of my favorite people on the whole entire planet.
Aww.
And I know him completely separate from his music career, but his music career has been pretty long and pretty varied. He started off as a part of the death metal band If Hope Dies. I'd call it death metal. I don't know if you would, Gary.
Close enough.
And now through various twists and turns, he's ended up with this new musical incarnation called Empires in Orbit, which just dropped an album, right? In April?
Yep, there I am.
There we go.
Now you're giving me very Escape from LA vibes, Gary.
So that's the point of
it
that
is
record.
An Escape from LA vibe. And I was expecting more metal when I listened to it, and I was shocked to find all that indie electronic stuff.
I told you I was unprepared. See, look.
Oh my God. Look at, and it's like Luke dressed right up for this.
Yeah, and I have no idea. So, like, obviously, Gary, I live in Australia. I've, like,
you dressed right
not
up.
Not being
for this
rude, show. I have no idea about your music. Like, I don't know anything, so I was coming into this blind, and I've just came off a night shift too, because normally, you know, I research and whatever before I come on, but I had no chance to.
Luke, how
but I'm curious and I want to be here. So
he's a prolific musician in Auburn, New York.
He looks like he just got out of Escape from LA, doesn't he? Look like he just walked right out of the set.
Some respect.
Right out of the 80s.
Well, I'm going to ask you to talk a little bit, Gary, about that transition from If Hope Dies to Empires in Orbit.
Well, I don't know if it was a transition.
I mean, it seems like not a logical transition.
Yeah, I guess, but I'm weird. You know me. Several of you know me. So I don't know if it could be any other way. I grew up punk and I grew up metal, but if you know my mom, Jane, she's not gonna let you just be something. You gotta try to be everything and respect everything. So she got me into disco and funk and I've always liked industrial. Nine Inch Nails is my favorite band, and they sort of embody all sorts of different genres. So I decided with my solo stuff, it can't just be metal. I'm not metal. Look at my hair. I'm not metal.
No.
Well, I thought we all
I mean if we're gonna get real honest here, you've got the emo haircut of like the mid 2000s, like
No, I was gonna say he's more indie. Yeah, like I don't know if you guys ever got the Kylie Minogue music video of I Did It Again, and it had like all these different incarnations of Kylie like during her career, and it was all in one music video, and like the indie Kylie was sort of like a little bit like Gary.
Okay.
So you're saying
right now, the Gary right now. So you need to watch music video. I realize I'm bringing shit out from different cultures right now.
Listen, bitch, I call him Sexy Gary. He's had to do with me in a comedy show. Jane brought him. He did not know what the fuck he signed up for, okay? They warned him. He didn't
know.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Vera.
You were only calling him Sexy Gary because you were auditioning to be his next wife.
Yeah, I know. That was real fresh in divorce land. So that was nice. That was nice.
To know that real tasteful, Jeff. Thanks, Jeff.
Well, Gary, I think if you know anything about Jeff, it's that nothing is off limits. And if you come to a comedy show, you're pretty much like signing up to be victimized.
Exactly.
So, oh, you thought that was just to be sweet? Oh, that's cute.
Some of his closest friends are on this radio show, and he terrorizes all of us.
Yes. Yeah. No, I'm just a monster.
And the ocean don't protect us either.
No.
She's brutal.
The escape from LA thing. So the newest record. Do you guys care about John Carpenter?
Yes.
Yeah. I love John Carpenter.
Look at Luke. You could tell.
We're excited now. Keep going.
Oh, he just triggered us. Quick, go.
So the whole point, not necessarily in the sound of the record, but every song is either a spoof or some sort of deviation of a John Carpenter movie. And the name of the record is Rave of the Damned. So instead of Village of the Damned. And the cover, if you look at that cover again, it's Snake Plissken fighting the mutated dog from The Thing. And the whole album cover, they're all different references from every movie. So
I see it. Yeah, that's so
you really
cool.
have to look, don't you? Like, you can't just.
I'm getting real close to my screen. Do not pop me up.
Yeah. Right now. Yeah, I'm in a ring light, so don't look at me. I'll look like I'm on drugs.
That is so cool. Who did the art for that?
There's a tattoo artist in Syracuse that works at Halo named Mike Tommyrot. And he's a horror enthusiast. He loves this stuff. So
clearly
I could think of, so I was like, what I want as many references from those movies as you can fit, but I want them to be squaring off at a rave and have like these guys featured in the middle. So he made the DJ there in the background, but Big Trouble in Little China there. So the song.
Oh my God, there he is.
Yes.
And you know what, Gary? What I'm thinking of while I'm looking at this is shit, Gary. You should have been on our Todd Farmer show.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was all horror, horror, horror.
Nobody cared. He doesn't know who the fuck it is.
I wanted to be on this show.
Oh.
There you go, bitch. That's what you get.
Oh, look at the Ewok looking bitch there.
That is
wicked.
All right.
Spectacular album cover. Like, the detail is amazing.
Yeah, he did such an awesome. I mean, I knew he was gonna anyways. He's just amazing. But especially if it was gonna be horror, he's gonna give it his all. So
that's great.
But yeah, it was a cool combination of stuff. So if you look at
Sorry, I needed a refresh.
Look at the album or the song titles. I had a blast making those. I feel like that was the most fun part, was the titles. So like Big Trouble in Little China, so it's Big Turntable in Little China. Just stupid shit like that. So,
I love that.
Escape from La La Land.
I'm getting on this right now.
If you like Radiohead, I love Radiohead. So one of the last tracks is Escape from Tom York instead of New York.
Nice.
Yeah, that was fun.
I am downloading this right now on Spotify.
So,
look, she really is. She's gone for it. Look at her.
Ooh, nice. Get it. So that's what's,
gotcha, Gary.
That's what's either good or bad.
So, want to tell us? I know y'all loaded up the truck and you moved to Beverly to see the Chicago premiere of the ballet. You want to talk about it?
Yeah, so that's a fun twist if you go from If Hope Dies to ballet guy.
Oh, yeah, please, please, because last night I was so confused. You have no idea, Sexy Gary. Like, I messaged Jane last night and I was like, so what's up with Sexy Gary? And it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. I might have been a little fucked up. So, and I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to talk to him about? I felt so stupid. I'm like, is he like doing a statement piece?
You've got to always.
Is this like contemporary art? Like, what is this? I'm like, there's no words. Like, I'm thinking you get on there, maybe you turn country because you know, you go sing about the divorce and losing your wife, lost your dog. Well, you know, maybe you
when I heard of that ballet, I was like, oh, he's going to be real tight. I didn't know what was going on. I'm sorry. As I said, I'm across the ocean. I'm just like, oh.
You can't use sex.
Because there's like all the stuff, like Vera's like this and that, and like, you know, like she's sorting everything out, and she's like ballet, and I'm like, oh, he's a ballet dancer. No.
Yeah, no, I heard that.
I'm watching, reading the conversation later, I'm like, what the fuck's going on?
I ignored that. I
never assume that the art is smarter than you are.
No, I am I'm probably the approximate weight.
Never assume that the art is smarter than you are.
I'm probably the approximate weight of three ballet dancers. So I don't.
And that's okay, wow. Girl, because probably I am too. But.
Yeah, I will.
Shut up, you skinny bitch.
That's something I would say, like, it's got to be the craziest thing that I've been a part of. Like, I mean, I'm all over the place musically and the stuff I like and the stuff I play, but who the fuck would have ever thought that I would write the score for a ballet, let alone in Chicago, not something local, and somebody pities me and does some weird shit, but to have it be in like a major city and to have one of the nights sell out and have it actually be successful was like a very surreal, but I guess dream come true. It's not a dream I had, but after it happened, it was like, holy shit, I got to be part of this beautiful.
But you know, Gary, that's like, really a recognition of your talent though, because not even your forte, I guess, but your talent shine through. If somebody's commissioned you to do something like that, that's not even what you were doing.
I know. It's a crazy honor to have sitting there and watching this like happen, and having the people that were like picked for it. The fact that anybody showed up to audition at all, let alone to have it be the caliber of dancers that did, was like, holy fuck, what is this world that I'm like in now?
Do you have any plans to do another one?
Yeah, so this is what, I mean, everything sucks about this fucking virus, but last month, it was supposed to be our second one. Totally different thing. So my first record that is on Spotify, it's called From Burst to Dust. It's completely different. The ballet that we did was for my second, it was with the music from the second album, Doom City Limits. And that's pretty like high energy science fiction electronic music. So I didn't write it for that, but I get how someone could see that. But the one we were supposed to do is so different. It's not electronic at all. It's actually the point of doing that record was the opposite. Was I had to create everything. So if I wanted a weird noise put in there, I had to figure out how to make it, which I'm sure was real annoying for the people who had to record me. But if, for example, for that record, I wanted these weird bloopy sort of electronic sounding noises, but I couldn't use keyboards and I didn't want to program it. I set all these rules for myself. And so we had to step on this little like stool thing and wring out a rag so the water was dripping into different wine glasses. And taping them from different distances to get exactly what I wanted, because I'm just weird and that's what I want.
You know, a lot of that's actually a lot of studios will do that. Like just use really like random things to get the noise that they want. So,
but that comes from a really creative mind too, because
definitely,
who else would think of that? Like, you know,
well, there
who
was some
think to drip water into wine glasses from different distances, and that's going to create a sound that's going to be musically like suited to what we're doing. I think that's actually amazing.
There was some video. Do you remember years ago? I think it was like one of the Lethal Weapon movies where they used to do that for sound effects for movies.
Yeah,
In Australia at the Warner Brothers Movie World set thing, they would show us, because you go on a tour and they would show you how they did all these different scenes behind the scenes, Mm-hmm. And then they would get people to act on like green screens and shit with it, like in the audience. But they would show you like how different stuff was done. And it was like, yeah, like water getting dropped into stuff and all of this other crazy stuff, you know, like even like popping bubble wrap and whatever, just for different scenes.
Yeah.
And they would then lay it over the original track and you'd be like, oh, well, that's how they did it. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't, movies, for how I write, for well, my solo stuff is, movies are as important to me as music, and they're not, they're going to be as much of an influence. So I like writing in themes and trying to make things work. That's kind of my style, is I set a bunch of rules first before I even write anything about what the record can and can't have in it as far as instruments or sound. And then I have to figure out how to make the record out of the sometimes arbitrary rules I set for myself.
I found it very, and I'm probably going to date myself here because none of you youngsters are going to remember this composer. I thought it was very Philip Glass.
Philip Glass is amazing.
He wrote, he is amazing. But it's very linear, but yet repeated themes. I'm watching the ballet. That's what my thought was, is that it was very Philip Glass.
That's what one of, I thought.
I don't know if that's what you were going for.
Kind of, I mean, that's what was a massive compliment for me with the choreographer, is they, to be able to commission or to license any music for anything, you can't get a Philip Glass song or like theme for something for less than probably $50,000. If, and that's like a bargain.
Oh no, I wasn't.
So that's, but the compliment I got from the choreographer was, I at least somewhat embody that either sound or vibe or whatever, but I am super proud to be part of that shit. So
your mom is super proud too. She's up in the comments having a mom moment.
Is she?
She is. I love it.
Is she,
I love
what
it.
She's saying.
She's having, Jane is having a super proud mama moment. You my have mom. It, Jane. You deserve it. Gary deserves it too.
I think so. I think so. I said you're one of my favorite humans on the planet.
Thank you.
This is cute. This little is love cute. Circle.
This is like the, this is far more nice than I thought. I thought Jeff was going to tear into me and talk about some gross shit about my balls.
Oh, just wait. Oh,
we're distracting him. We're distracting him.
He
we're
trying to sit back.
No, I. Well, here's the thing. So, like, I see there's a comment from my aunt, who somehow my like phone is set on do not disturb, but somehow calls are still getting through.
If you have people on like a certain list,
no, it's set. It's set to everyone. It said no calls, nobody. I set it to nobody. So and it's supposed to not have any favorites. I don't know what the hell's going on with this phone.
Okay.
Why does she comment in there, but then she's calling the phone?
I love it.
What the fuck are you doing? And she left a voicemail.
She's been texting me too.
You're watching the show. Don't hey, call Cindy. Me.
Oh, this is so good. So you were telling me before the show that with this project, you hooked up with another local musician that a lot of people may know about, Josh Coy from Long Since Forgotten. So how did he play into all this?
So I've been friends with Josh forever. I think we've, at least in some way, we've always been fans of each other's music, but he sounds like the Goo Goo Dolls and I sounded like Ooh. Animal Corpse. And they don't mesh all that well musically, but I've always loved that guy and I've loved everything he's done. And there's never a musical reason that we could have done something together. And when I started getting more into the electronic stuff, or at least creating the electronic stuff, I think we kind of met in the middle there. And it's a genre that neither of us have really done before now. So I could just hear him on that track. You know, kind of like how Jeff said, the whole thing is instrumental. But I feel like that track was like built for his voice. And so
Josh has a very distinct voice, so...
He does. And what I loved about it is when we got in, when he agreed to do it, I was like, do you want to do some weird shit with me? I was like, this shit sounds like 1980s movie. If you don't care about Blade Runner, I don't know if you'll care about this album.
I love Blade Runner.
He's like, He's like, no, I love this shit. So that was awesome. So we got together and agreed that we didn't want this to, even his vocals, to sound like anything he's ever done, since what I did is nothing I've really ever done. And I think we accomplished that. It's definitely a strange track. And if you know Long Since Forgotten, I was really proud of the beginning lyrics of that song. I give him like a little shout out. It sounds like I'm in a NASCAR race in the 80s. like I'm announcing to the crowd that this thing is like about to happen. And I give him a little shout out for his band. But his voice is so good. It's so pure. And we strained it a little bit and pushed it a little harder, I think, than he's used to. And I think it came out pretty cool.
I'm really excited to listen to this now. Like, you've hyped it up really great. I'm like trying to get you off, trying to get off this so I can go listen to this. Just get rid of listen to this, that fucking hoodie.
Well, I mean, if we want, we can go ahead and play the video.
Play the video. Yep.
And if you hate the video, you can shake your ass to it. Even if you hate the vocals, who cares? Shake your ass.
Well, Luke's getting down already. He's ready.
I'll do a booty pop.
Okay. Roll.
Don't do a booty pop for anybody this hoe.
I'm so excited. Like,
no nudie patootie messages.
Ladies and gentlemen, Empires in Orbit would like to welcome you to the long since forgotten streets of Doom City. So fire up those engines, don't waste another minute. Jay Coy and your boy gonna push it to the limit. My heart is riding cruise control, dancing to the radio. Not built to take it slow, now I'm ready to go. Plays this beat.
That's awesome.
Isn't that fun?
Yes. I mean, I have a really. Okay, so.
Yay, I loved it.
I'm so pissed that he didn't play
Can
that
I say, one. Gary? You know who, nice like, that music reminded me of? Do you remember when they did a series called Rockstar Supernova?
I remember it existing. I don't know much.
Vaguely?
About it.
Yeah. There was a girl called, her name was Zaida Alvarez. and she sang, like, you know, because it was a rock show, so these were, like, really rock singers. Like, they were rock. And she did a lot of electronic rock and whatever. It reminded me of, like, the stuff she produced after she was on that show. I think she did it, like, it was, she was still Zaira, or her name's, like, pronounced in, like, English, like, Zaira. She did it under a group called Cobra Lush. It was very electronica rock like that. And it's like, as soon as I was watching that, I was like, oh shit, like it's reminding me of that. And I love that kind of music. It's amazing.
That's what I love just about music in general. But like that record just turned out to be so many things that wasn't the original intention. The start for Doom City Limits, the point of that was I've never written an electronic record. There's guitar in it, but I didn't want to lean on guitar. I wanted to write things on guitar and then figure out how to play it on synth. And if I can't do it, then it can't be on there. And it's stressful, but that's all I wanted to do is just figure out what does an 80s electronic thing sound like when I do it is all I cared about in the beginning. And then the fact that it turned into being able to do something with Josh and having it be sound totally different than what it sounds like on the record, and then turning it into a ballet after that, and even just like, not that it's like blown up and gone like nuts, but like, it's far, I've gotten far more plays and stuff from on the internet than I thought I would for an indie project that I don't put that much money into. So it's just been a really exciting like ride, and I don't know, I want to keep making stuff and make it weirder and weirder as I go.
Well, you know, it's been fun as someone who's been coming to see your shows, coming to see Josh's shows for a really long time. It's fun to see you guys, you know, evolve as musicians and, you know, play around with different genres. And that was a lot of fun. And you were totally right. It didn't sound anything like you know, Josh typically sounds like. It's great. It was so fun.
It was so fun to get in there, because that was another thing we didn't come up with before we met to do it. All we did was agree, sure, let's do it. But nothing like, okay, there's no ego in it. There's two guys that want to write a weird dance song. And however it comes out, that's what we wanted to do. We don't care about anything else, but this has to be fun. And it was just fun to see somebody be as cheesy as I am when we're in the studio about like the little things like, oh, what if like the chorus has this like super high pitch. It's like 5 octaves higher than Josh, which is already high, for the harmony instead of like a logical harmony that would be there. But we're like, no, more octaves. put this fucking robot lady in there, and that's who you're going to harmonize with, is this robot lady. And we're like, who cares? Like, this is maybe super cheesy, but this is what this sounds like. We're doing this. And every step of the way, it was awesome to that's what the studio experience ended up being like with somebody I wanted to record with. It was cool.
You better be careful. People are going to want to see that.
Josh,
where are you going next?
It's on my radar now, darling.
Oh, you're late to the Josh Coy game.
Yeah,
you're
I know who the hell he was. You know, I don't get out around here much. I don't pay attention. No.
I'm just saying, you're real late to the Josh Coy game. He's been a heartthrob since the early 2000s.
Girl, he's on my radar. On my radar.
Yeah, that helps too. Getting the skinny, sexy guy in your video helps too.
All right.
Well, you got Jeff's attention now.
No size shaming here. We have size acceptance there at Uncensored Radio.
You a dead lie. Have you met me? I will fat shame the hell out of anybody. I don't care.
Oh, you fat shame me.
Can we stay on topic? It's an interesting topic.
It's like you should have stood a little bit differently in that shot. And I was like, but I agreed. I was like, no, he's seeing what I was seeing. I was like, yeah, no, I agree. Didn't portray what I was trying to portray.
Anyways, so what's next? Are we going to get another one of these? Because that's awesome. I want another video. I want you guys to do this again.
So here's what's fun in full circle land. So we're going to reschedule the ballet. They had already gotten it totally casted. There's 10 dancers, four from the original, the first ballet, and six new ones, and far different. Like I said, if you get a chance to listen to the three records, they're completely different. So if you hate Rave of the Damned and think it's way too cheesy techno, you might love the other ones then, because it's so different. So we're going to reschedule that. But what is really interesting, actually, and you guys are the first to know, I actually don't know if I'm supposed to, I'm going to check my phone in case I can. I'm not really supposed to talk about it yet.
Tell us, bitch!
Give us the scoop. Come on. Unless you're going to get sued, give us the scoop.
I don't think I'll get sued.
It's okay. I got a good attorney.
So, okay, good. I think this is okay. We'll see. So we've had an issue for the past bunch of years with my original band, If Hope Dies, with who owns our music. So, cause we were originally on a smaller label and then that label got bought out by a big label. And that was good for us at the time, but now it's real muddy about what we're allowed to do with any of those songs.
Oh, that's kind of what Taylor Swift's going through. Like, I don't mean to compare you to Taylor Swift. No, I'm not comparing him to Taylor Swift, but it's like a master's thing. Like,
she's right. Yeah, she's right.
Vaughn bought out Big Machine Records and he owns her master's now. Yeah, yeah. She's really limited at what she can do. So I understand the situation.
Yeah.
So we're in that same boat, aside from we can't buy an island.
But the concept, I have faith in you guys.
But the concept is the same. We are in the same boat. We can't. None of our stuff is on Spotify or anywhere. We have one of our old videos is still on YouTube, but if you try to find us, you can't find us anywhere. So it's taken literal years for those two labels to either get back to anybody or tell us a straight answer about who owns what. So we just got to the bottom of it about 3 weeks ago, because one of the bigger local promoters around here, that Eric Binion, he works for After Dark Presents.
Yeah.
And so they do all this stuff in Syracuse, Buffalo, Rochester. They're a pretty big booking agency, but concerts don't exist anymore. So we started talking, and I've known him for years, and we started talking, and he's like, what if I find out how to buy the rights to your music and release it under a label that he wants to like start? So I was like, if you can figure this shit out, it'd be great. So I sent him my like paper trail of what I tried to figure out, and then he took it from there and hired an attorney, and he ended up buying the digital rights for our last two records, which are really the only relevant ones. So he bought the digital rights. The physical rights still are owned by the old label, and we can't get those, not for anything that's worth it. So he is finishing up that. And then at the same time, there's a ton of stuff we either didn't release or we had when we were like, you know, when I lived in Jane's attic and I was, you know, 16. So we found all those old demo tapes and rare random things that the recordings are shit, but if people still like us, it's still like a fun thing. So we pieced all those things together, and we have our first, we're putting out four records over probably a 2 month span. One of all unreleased or demo stuff. The second one is a full length we put out on a small label, but there's only a pressing of 500, and then some, a couple tracks we didn't release that we recorded, like demo tracks. And then those two records, we're going to put all out on his label. So that's going to be kind of cool. I'm excited. I've never had all that stuff in one spot. And since we can't find it anywhere, it just sucks. Like everything else in the world is on fucking Spotify, and and we are not allowed to be on Spotify, or we haven't before now. So after he secures those digital rights, which I think he either did today or it should be by tomorrow, but all the negotiations are done and he's allowed to do that. So I'm excited. That's like a a random thing.
We get you some money, bitch.
Maybe.
Yeah, random thing. Like, he doesn't have a mass following in Auburn or in Syracuse. No, no one's listening to Ifill Dies anymore. Please, I'm so excited for you. That's awesome.
Yeah, and we're talking. We'll see.
I know. I am too.
Our original guitar player, I mean, like my best friend ever, Thad Jackson. He's not gonna join back up with us. We've been talking about it. We've been talking about this shit for years though, and we never fucking do it. But but now that I actually have like a real studio, I think we're actually gonna get together and try to write some new stuff. We haven't released anything new and written anything new since 2006. So. But we're talking about doing maybe like a 3 or 4 song, just EP, not take anything on that's that crazy. But Brian Ward, me and Allie want to do it again. Not tour, not go that crazy, but we want to get together and play some new stuff. So we're going to find a new guitar player. I think I found one, but we'll see. That's all. We'll see. We're at least going to release those records, the old ones.
I missed the last reunion show, so I'm excited to get another chance at it. Yes.
Well, that's what's so funny. Like, we're super happy about it, but like the last show we played with, like, I mean, super old friends of ours, their band called Another Breath, and we did a co-headlining show with them, and both of our bands were like, we hope 100 people show up. Like,
it sold out, didn't it?
And it sold out. There were hundreds of people there, and they lost their fucking minds. So we're like, we're all just everybody but Brandon. But we're all old fat motherfuckers. And like I can't believe I'm on stage sweating my ass off. My fat fingers have to do all this shit now. But
to be fair, Gary, Brian's always been a fat motherfucker.
That's true.
Love you, Brian. I love you. I swear it.
But it used to be funny. We could pick on Brian for being fat, but now I could probably eat Brian and still eat. But no, it's exciting to be able to have those two different parts of my music. Like, if I can write fruity disco electronic music at the same time as writing super fast thrashy death metal, that's what I'm made of. So it's pretty cool to have them actually happening at the same time.
Do you find though, Gary, like, if it's not your passion, but like, you know, all these different genres of music, you can easily write for them? Like, could you write a Kylie Minogue song, or like, you know, like that easy bubbly pop, or, you know, just go into a genre that you're not passionate about? Could you produce that if you had to?
I'm trying to. So here's on like the solo, on like for the Empire stuff, either Empires or not metal part of my life. Since there's no travel anymore, my wife bought me an iPad for my birthday. Yeah. And so I've been really like, I'm not a gear person. I have a ton of gear because I have to, but Brian is the gear person. So I never really take the time to learn programs inside and out. That shit's boring to me. I'd rather save up the money and pay somebody to figure that shit out for me while I play instruments. but this time I really was like, if I'm going to sit down and really be like either moody or detail oriented, I gotta do it. I gotta figure out a program and know how to actually record. So I've been working real, real hard now on, again, that same kind of concept. Like, what does it sound like if I try to write a rap record? I like a lot of super ambient things, like Hans Zimmer, Danny Elfman, Brian Eno. I like a lot of that spacey sort of stuff and soundtrack kind of things. So I don't know if I can write it, but I think the concept for me as a solo artist is I want to keep trying until I fail, and then figure out why I failed and fix that. So I'm not like amazing. I'm not going to be able to do symphonies of things, but for the kinds of music I want to play, I want to figure out what it means for me to do that. So on a solo front, I have 3 mostly done rap songs, which is not like me.
I just want to see this shit.
So I
just want to see
I'm writing the music. Yeah. I'm not the rapper.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Who's the rapper? Who's the rapper? I gotta
know. Find them. There's actually there's two that I met in Chicago at a diner. You can ask my mom about that story. It's fucking weird.
oh, I was just curious if it was someone local.
No, this for the rap things. We'll
be like Ryan Coughlin.
Stop it! That's not who I was thinking.
No, all
the Ryan.
Go ahead, Ryan. You keep doing your thing. But no, these guys. I want if I end up doing rap with actual rap and not just instrumental, I think I know who I want. But I'm at the same time, I am writing. I have a couple songs that are super ambient. You know, they'll probably be 7 minutes long of real sad bullshit because I love that stuff. And then I'm starting to write different kinds of electronic stuff. Like, you guys see the movie Drive?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like Ryan Gosling, yes. Drive.
Yeah.
So that to me is at least top five, if not top three soundtracks. Like, I fucking love the vibe of that movie. I don't think that movie would be almost anything without that soundtrack. And that's what I want to try to figure out next is how to write trance electronic music, but not be so trancy that it's the same shit forever. But I like a lot of that shit too. So there's not even a knock on that, but that's not what I think I'll sound like. So there's like five different things I'm trying to do right now. And I love that.
Well, Sexy Gary, there may just happen to be a radio show that could use like just random like jingles and musics. And I'm just saying, you know, we'd love to have some music for a new theme song. You know, James is a singer. I'm just saying, you know, I happen to love 80s music. That song was very, very fun that we just listened to. I did not know because last night, I'm telling you, I was a hot mess. Like, what? It's going to be like a cooking segment on the Today Show where they try the foods that the chef cooked and it tastes like shit. And they're like, oh, wow, that was amazing. Because I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? I thought it was going to be a country song. And I'm like, what do we do? I know she said the ballet, but it's not clicking.
What about him says country?
I don't know. But it's just in my head.
If anyone can do it, it's Gary. Gary, you can do country. I think
it was fabulous. Well, I'm just like, you know, the hair. I was like, well, he's too old. He's not going to come in and be like, baby, 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 baby.
Okay, that's not country. That's Bieber.
But no, check out. Like, I love all this stuff. There's a podcast for my job at the Rescue Mission. So that we have a podcast called Drinks from the Well. And it's actually pretty amazing. It's
fucking goody two shoes, bitch.
Wow.
Fucking working, know, right? With the homeless and shit. Let's talk about this.
Wow.
Fucking.
What a way to degrade such a noble guy.
Fuck that.
This would you expect anything less from Jeff? Would this you really? True.
And you know, he was so well behaved. We are almost through the show.
No, because I've been waiting. I've been trying to be good this whole motherfucking time.
You were.
Let him get through his thing. I was letting you and Vera take it because you guys are. And I'm like, all right, I'm gonna snap on this bitch. I'm gonna let him get through all this nicely, and then I'm gonna pounce. Like the fucking tiger lady.
Like Carol Baskin.
Yes, bitch. I couldn't think of her name. Thank you. I was coming for you, Gary. Getting off this shit for free. Got my fucking pajamas on, bitch. I see we're wearing similar outfits tonight. We had something together in our minds, huh, honey? We was thinking alike, baby.
Maybe the theme of your next album should be Crazy Jeffrey.
Can we get Gary out unscathed? Can we just like try to get him out before he attacks? Oh my God.
I've had the memes, honey. They've been writing some songs about me. I'm not gonna lie. There's been a few at this point.
Can we mute Jeffrey?
Do you know, hey, Katie, how many men have written songs about you, bitch? Luke, go ahead. I'll wait, Luke. How many about you?
There's at least one about me.
Bitch, we ain't talking about.
Look, there's a lot of incriminating stuff about me. I don't know if there was some.
Listen. Okay, that's Uncle Lenny Shitbag. That's his daughter, right? This bitch is on the phone with me to talk about. I gotta take Thrive.
How many times are you gonna tell this story?
What? No.
This bitch be calling me a friend at 9 a.m. What's he doing calling me at 9 p.m.? I'm trying to get some sleep. A bitch trying to get some sleep. That's my Jeff impression.
She wasn't trying to get some sleep.
No, you're
that's not what I'm talking about. No, she had to tell me she was taking some new supplement so she wouldn't kill her boyfriend because she was beating his ass. So she got to take a supplement because she's crazy. That's what I'm trying to tell you, bitch.
And Katie, and she Uncle Shitbags his bones. He's bones.
That's right. He is. God bless
you. I did warn you, Gary, that there might be inappropriateness.
All right.
Jeff is gonna go.
Gary, let me know. Gary, listen, Gary, baby. So what happened was, you remember, so I started calling you sexy Gary, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then what happened was there also was a joke about sexy Gary.
So pre me being sexy, there's another one.
Right. So this guy with a screen name, Sexy Gary, messaged me. But he wasn't sexy.
No.
Nah, bitch. No. And I was like, yo, he better fucking email Oprah and tell her that she owe him a refund for the fucking secret because the shit didn't work. You know what I mean?
Is he from here?
No, I don't. You know, he must have been because it was on like one of the dating apps or something.
There are five fucking Garys in my family. So,
See, that's ridiculous.
I'm hoping it's one of them.
Well, are they fruitcakes? Are they the homosexual?
Which one of your Rillies is a fruity?
Yeah, I don't know. I think if they run out of enough money, they'll probably do whatever.
Okay, well.
That would be my luck. I can't be bothered, though. Oh. You know what I mean? Like, I look in the background. I like to check. Like, I look at their roof line. If you could see, like, their ceiling profile in the picture. Like, if they have crown molding.
Or
if they have, you know what I mean? Like, what if they live in a trailer? Yeah. You could tell if they got paneling on the wall and then them bitches, if you could see in their background, if their carpet's dirty, like, is their clothes unfolded? Yeah. Is your bed net made? Gary knows about my temper. Oh my God, Gary. I'm talking about my cousin Marie Laporta.
Oh, Marie Laporta.
Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah, she crazy. Ramon,
how you say it? Because I just didn't say that Romero. How's it? Ramon.
Laporta.
Say it again.
Laporta.
Oh, but show it again in English, like the spelling of that.
Oh, no, but that was her maiden name. Her married name
Romero. Oh, okay. So she's like George Romero. Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah. She married this gay looking dude. I was scrolling down my Facebook wall the other day. I swear to God. And I'm like, who's this faggot with this kid on my wall?
Oh my God.
Gary's never going to come back now.
What? Who?
Gary's never going to come back. You're scaring him.
I was going to say the show is going so well.
Do you know what I did to Gary?
Then you just jeffed it up.
Although, Gary, you did that one interview with If Hope Dies. Who was the... he like killed you guys.
Maris the Great. So yes. Maris the Great, that interview is still online. So Maris is a gay zombie. And he's very convincing. It's from Denver, Colorado. And
I'll have to send you that interview, Jeff. It's wild.
It's worth it. So he loved Brandon. Loved him.
well, of course he loves Brandon. Brandon's so
the point of Maris is he interviews bands and then what his like shtick is he then kills them. So, and he barely ever breaks character. The only time he broke character was when we were in the woods and he had to very specifically explain that he had to put like meat necklaces on us to show that he cut our heads off. And that with editing, he's going to show that he left our heads hanging inside the basement of the venue. And then our bodies were thrown into the woods. So there were points where Brian Ward, It had to be that he ate his ass out and killed him by eating his ass out. So he was laying face down in a stream with his ass completely out, and he put ground chuck in his ass cheeks and rice to look like maggots. And we all we all had latex.
Who considers this shit? I've done it before too. Maybe when I was doing a Friday the 30th parody, and I was a drag queen in the episode, so I was a female character. And like as I was getting killed, like you know, it was just a shot of me shitting myself, and it was just chutney, just falling out of my body.
Shut the fuck up! And
they usually get from the gore shot, but I was going for the chutney shot.
I posted. Sorry, I sent you guys the interview. It's really fucking worth whore. Reading. And
okay,
it.
Wait, Gary, I'm finished. You think about that boy's asshole?
But that whole interview, if you read the interview, it's worth it because Maris will ask us maybe two relevant questions to what
fucking Luke
about music shit, and then it'll just be like, hey, Brandon, let's see that dick. Like, so the whole time he's just trying to fuck Brandon. It's pretty cute.
Wasn't that kind of what I did at the comedy show? Did he show it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That was nice. Yeah. Everybody's
did he show it though? Let's get to the fucking point of the story. Did he show his dick?
Didn't I get a picture of your dick?
He didn't show him. What? You did not get one, though.
I don't be too sure of that.
Oh, my God.
Wait, I think your ex-wife sent me one.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't think she saw
Katie, aren't you glad you joined us?
I don't think she saw it.
I know.
Listen, I'm pretty
I have a very strong stance about dick pics. I do not like them.
You do. Yep.
I sent two to my current wife while we were on here.
Okay, well, you know what? There's a difference between married couples sending dick pics to each other and then dudes just sending off random dick pics to everyone.
Oh,
there's
my God, those are you, my
you are
favorite.
Keeping the marriage.
Look, I'll look at them, but if they're not impressive, I'm just like, blah, blah.
They're my favorite. I mean, unless they're from an ugly guy, then it's like, you fucking creeper. Of like, course,
even when I was single, I was just not a big fan of these dick pics. Like, why are you
But women never are, really, are they?
No, I mean,
girls aren't into it.
No, I know.
Men are. Men love that visual stuff.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? If straight guys got pictures of vagina all day long, they'd be the happiest fucking creatures.
That's what I just said. Men are visual creatures. They want to see vagina pictures.
Well, yeah, but you're talking about gay
Do you think lesbians is like, oh, do you want to see my clitoris?
Beaver? Yeah.
They don't give a fuck.
This just went off the rail.
Yeah, I don't know.
Pete's saying he'll have my share of the dick pics. All right, they're all yours. I'll forward them on to you.
If Victoria's watching in the house, just send me some stuff. Victoria.
Oh, God, what the hell?
You're going to get a picture of the bite and snapper.
Yeah, come on, baby.
Wow, that is a happily married man. Good Hell for yeah. you, Gary.
finally.
I think that's a sign of a healthy marriage. If you're still sending beaver pictures and you know Stranger Wood pictures, it's good.
Yeah, oh, she's wild. It's great.
Oh, hey guys, we haven't even gotten to social issues today. Like, who wants to talk about stuff?
Before we get into all that, like, Gary, why don't you give us all the names of the records and the podcast and let everyone...
Listen, Katie is on top of shit.
Because I think... Anyways, so Rave of the Damned. What's the other ones?
Yeah, so the newest one's Rave of the Damned. The one before this, it came out 2 years ago-ish. It's called Doom City Limits. And if you want to get super nerdy with it, my friend Tim and I actually wrote a story that goes along with that. So it's on my website. It's just empiresinorbit.com. The story goes along and matches the whole mood, and it's kind of depressing, whatever, end of the world, only one person exists and they're trying to find some shit. Fucking read the story if you care about it. the first thing I put out is called From Burst to Dust, and it's another super nerdy thing, but it's what I think the biography of the universe would be in sound. So I try to look up as much as I'm capable of understanding quantum physics, which is not that much, but enough to be able to place what it would theoretically be like before the Big Bang until everything turns to dust. So it's from burst to dust. Way different experiences every time. So again, you might love one and hate the other ones. Maybe you love them all. Maybe you're one of the rare breeds that loves them all.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. It's nice to see you again. I'm really excited to hear, you know, you guys are getting active again. Looking forward to your all your future projects with all your different bands and everything.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, this is.
Well, he's going to hang out for the last few minutes and chat.
I'm trying to get. I'm trying to get him out before you get to him. Oh, Gary, I gave you an out.
No, he's not leaving. He's stuck with me.
I'll hang. I at least want to. I want to hear some shit.
All right, I gave you an out.
We got to talk about his balls.
Jeff is dying to talk about Dr. Dodo and the Wuhan murderer.
That's what I heard. I want to hear what you got.
Oh my gosh.
We don't even have enough time to talk about her. But
I am
yeah,
so
we do.
And you know what's sad?
Give it a go real quick. We'll go over a couple of minutes. Come on.
I'm so burnt out by this shit. It's so stupid.
Wait,
James. It is so stupid.
James, look it. I'm going to take my headset out. I need a battery.
Hey, actually, Katie, I need to talk to you quickly.
Oh, God.
What do you think about China threatening, like, you know, like Australia? And different places want to like investigate where the coronavirus come from. And China's response straight away was, because wouldn't a normal place be like, yeah, we want to know and we want to find out. Their first response was that they wanted to put in sanctions against like trading with Australia investigate it.
When did Trump get into China?
And who fucks with Australia?
He didn't. China are very close.
No, I'm just saying that's a Trump move. That's a Trump move.
That's a communist move because China is very communist. If you guys didn't already know. And they're pissed off because, like, you know, Australia and New Zealand as well. Like, New Zealand's ran by Jacinta, who's like the leftist of the left. They all want an investigation because they all want to know where it came from. And that's a fair thing. And straight away, the response from China was, if you investigate it, we will sanction trading with you. And I will link it later if you guys need it.
Jeff, what the fuck are you doing?
Strokey Jeff down here, Jesus.
What the fuck are you doing?
Hey, I was trying to take this all political. Like, what the hell?
You are on camera, dear.
I had to plug a battery pack in.
I'm
Wicket. Just, what do you think?
Letting you know. I thought we were going off of what's her face? Dame
Judy. I don't know what Luke was babbling on about. That's why I kept pointing to him, saying he must be drinking.
Well, that's not. I guess I was just a little confused. I thought we were talking about Judy and her. Her plight to be silenced by all of us because she has all the answers.
Must be drinking.
Oh, okay. I thought we were talking about like different political stuff. So obviously,
I think we got our wires crossed, babe.
That's why I was cranking the fuck up over this whole thing, and y'all just were like, "What's fucking wrong with Jeff?" Bitch, I knew what the fuck was going on with both of y'all. Okay, so,
I'm just saying
I was plugging in a battery pack. Okay, so fuck y'all.
No, there's still problems with you, Jeff. We just haven't gotten. We don't have the time. No, the
hey, and I thought I brought up valid things that are really happening, Asia Pacific right now.
No, you did. We were very confused about topics. We are not on the same one.
It's horrible. It's horrible. It's just so horrible what's going on in the Asia Pacific, Luke. I don't know.
Oh, shut your ass.
I don't know.
Yeah, hey, can I ask a question to the classroom? So we're talking about topics to discuss tonight, and we're talking about, you know, the pandemic thing going around, and then apparently I must have missed what Luke sent. And then Jeffrey goes,
oh, the crazy chick with the crazy hair.
And then Jeffrey goes, have you all seen Hustlers?
Oh, my God. Well, I finally watched it last night. I'm glad I didn't pay to rent it because I'd have been mad. It wasn't that good. But
it was a great film. I really loved it.
Gary, did you watch it? Honestly. Gary's like, I can't be part of this.
I'm just sitting here on my flat earth thinking, just taking it all in.
Oh, I can't hear him anymore now.
Oh, I think that's the audio issues too. So, Gary, have you watched Hustlers?
No.
No, he hasn't seen Hustlers, so he hasn't seen J-Lo just getting down with it.
Oh, come on. We all know that's a duck. That's a
but here's double. The thing that was killing me with that naked. Movie. The thing that stuck she... out
no, the it wasn't. Whole time
was, what's her name? Lizzo, her titties was all up in that movie, hanging out like fried eggs, okay?
I think she has very nice titties.
No, I thought they were great, but I mean, they're kind of like mine. You know what I mean? I like my titties, but they look like fried eggs. They just...
Oh, my gosh.
It's just a different body, you know?
Right. No, I love the fact, though, that she was in it. The fact that she was in it, and she was, like, on stage with them, I thought was fucking amazing.
Lizzo has an amazing following. She is very body positive, and she's really into that movement. And I think she's actually said before,
yes,
you need to,
yeah, Jeffrey,
absolutely,
you need to love your fat friends like you love me.
Well, the fact that they had a big girl in there at all, like in any stripper movie in the past, you ain't never seen no big girl.
Yeah, I always, I've been thinking that Jeff's kind of Auburn's Lizzo. That's what I've been thinking. Yeah, you're our Lizzo, I think.
I think he's trying to decide if he likes that or not.
No, I can't hear him.
Oh, he said you're me? Auburn's oh. Lizzo. He said you're Auburn's Lizzo. You're our fat girl.
Wait, how does that one song go? Which downtown or the hookers clown or something?
What?
What's her song?
She's got a few songs. You gotta be a little more specific.
What's that one?
There's a few songs you gotta be more specific.
What's the biggest one?
You're either thinking "Good as Hell" or "Juice." "Truth Hurts."
I don't know.
Which one you want? Why man great till they gotta be great? I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% that is. Even when I cry,
yeah, I can't. This bitch is.
Oh, Katie's pumping.
Oh, girl.
Yeah, I love how political you guys got.
We got so political.
I was trying to go in deep, and they just removed everything. They're just bang, bang, bang. Yeah. It's like a teeth extraction.
It's like. Oh, God, we get real deep, and the next thing you know, Jeff goes.
But here's the thing.
Like, that he does that.
Tell me about her with Hustlers. And so I was thinking about, like, her mental health, like, you know, in this time, and, like, you know, when the 2008 thing crash happened, like, you know, like, just the big, like, that's got to be hard. Like, you know, what happens to somebody like that? You can't get another stripper job easy.
Well, you're a big girl. You tell us how it is.
You can't get no stripper job easy like that. You know, times is tough, girl. You know, and then somebody give you advice, what you do is go home, take a shotgun, put it 2 inches below.
Nope.
And that will lead into the segue that this weekend we are going to be airing our sex work show because I'll be working on it today. And it will be airing in the next 48 hours. So we're going to do a promo very soon, and there's a lot of extra stuff that was, well, not a lot, but a little bit of extra stuff that was filmed that didn't make it to the original show because stuff happened, you know, technical difficulties, radical feminists didn't feel comfortable with strippers, blah, 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 blah. So we made it work, and I think you guys will really like it because it's an interesting topic. And, you know, the girls that we had on, there was Bonnie Tonic, who is a stripper and a sex worker. And then there was Penny Flame, who is actually Jenny Ketchum. Jenny Ketchum is the real her, who is now a social worker. She performed as Penny Flame in porn. She came on the show as well, and she discussed kind of what it's like in hindsight to exit sex industry, like see it in her rear vision mirror, and not really have a big problem with it because she realized what it was like to just recover the things that she needed to recover.
Off topic, there's a fan of your video.
Which one? The Muppet Babies one?
Yeah, the Muppet Baby one. Yep. Mm-hmm. Now, Gary, Gary, did you have the pleasure of seeing this video?
No.
James, do we have that real handy right now? Do we have
Are we going to replay the Muppet Baby video?
Give me just a second.
All right.
Are we really going to replay the Muppet Baby video?
I think we are.
Change your life.
Okay, Gary, I'll preface this real quick.
Yeah.
I was putting up a letterbox at the front of my house. Yeah, I was putting up a letterbox at the front of the house. My daughter kept running near the road, and I was like, hey, you can't do that, blah, 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 blah. She didn't want to listen to me. So then I traumatized her with a reenactment of something getting run over.
Traumatized us all, really.
He's really honestly. Playing it. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Driving the car for them. No, you drive the car. So now Skye's being laid to rest. She ran out in front of the bus, didn't she? She got run over. And you can't go out in front of the cars because they'll hit you. And look, all the Muppets are sad because they feel responsible for her demise. So goodbye, Skye.
A PSA from your friend's neighborhood on Censored Radio.
That was beautiful, Luke.
That's the kind of shit I want to write music for.
I think you need to write a song, Goodbye Sky.
This is going to be a thing now. Luke's going to make all these PSAs for children because this is who he's looking out for. He's a young father with a young child and he just wants to take
You've got to get creative with this shit because she responded to that far better than me, like, get away from the road. She was like, whatever. So when we went through the whole, and we had to have a funeral. It had to happen. And she was in the casket. And then she was like, oh. And then she's saying to me every day now, like, I don't want to see Skye get hit by a bus again. And I'm like, yeah, well, I don't want to see you ever get hit by a car. So do you understand? She's like, yes, Daddy, yes.
Oh, God, that's so funny. She's never going to watch Paw Patrol the same again.
Oh, look, Skye's already a risk taker. She's living a real dangerous life. So.
Oh, yeah. I just want to let you know I'm not letting my children watch.
Lose Jeffrey?
Yeah,
I think we may have, and I'm really sorry, Gary, that we just ended the whole show with that crap.
Because he just came walking down the stairs.
No, I think it was a real beautiful ending. Like, it was a strong ending with the last show. Let's end it real strong again.
That was nice. Yeah. It was a death. It ended with a death.
Shall we?
I'll say thank you guys for having this. I love doing stuff like this, especially with people that I love. So it's nice because usually it's with, like, complete strangers that have no frame of reference besides, like, they heard maybe like a minute of one of my songs and that's like all we're talking about. So I have to try to make this whole not bullshit narrative, but it's not somebody that knows anything about me or actually gives a shit. So it's nice actually having people that give a fuck.
Yeah.
And Gary, I'm like, I'm totally going to go after the show and like download your stuff because now like, you know, I'm intrigued. I really want to know more. And I was impressed with what I saw today. So.
Yeah, if you like sci-fi and all of the 80s stuff, I think you'll like Rave of the Damned, but I think you'll probably like Doom City Limits probably more. It's very, very 80s, very synth-driven, kind of strange shit. So, but try it all if you like it.
Luke, I'm really excited for you to hear If Hope Dies. This is like the soundtrack to my teen years.
We're gonna do it, Katie. We're gonna have like, you know, because you know, Katie, you and I have like little PMs outside of the war.
No, I swear to God, you will really like If Hope Dies.
I dragged Katie in tonight. I was like, bitch, you come to the show.
Luke dragged me in.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I don't know. You could just take some acid and go through my whole discography. It's a real fucking trip.
Ooh.
Oh, we can't afford acid here in Australia. Fuck.
Hey, you know, it's a quarantine time to get...
That dollar's like 60 US cents. That shit's too expensive. Fuck.
I don't know. Vera has a bong somewhere, right? Didn't you say you had a bong somewhere from 50 years ago or 40 years ago?
Oh, Vera, don't agree. Oh, wait. She was doing a sexy photo, so...
completely cropped out.
Actually, Vera, when can we see the sexy photo?
Yeah, I want to see the sexy photo.
Yeah. When are we going to see your sexy photos, Vera?
I'm going.
No, but we want it here. We want it on the next show.
Hold on, I'm going.
The next show, James.
I want to take the granny photo out of the opening and put that one in.
Or just, Vera, can we put it in the sex worker show? You know, like someone just talking about random sex workers, they would just have Vera just pop up like, hey, how you doing?
All right, James is giving the wrap it up sign, folks. So
yeah, I can see. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. Sorry, again.
James. No. I'm just saying, I'm going to recut the intro. And when I do, we're going to put
it. I thought you were saying wrap it up.
We're going to put it there, sexy it top as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right. So, I'm going to go back in my house anyway, but thank you guys for having me.
Come back anytime, Gary.
We loved having you, Gary.
Awesome. Thank you. Nice.
It was good fun, man.
All right. Good night, kids. And stay out of the streets.
Thank you, kids.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.